This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beautiful day, a little chilly out there. No excuse not to go vote. Go get it knocked out today so you don't have to worry about it tomorrow, even though tomorrow is technically election day. If you're in the sound of my voice on the Missouri side of the river, you can vote today. Let's get some good turnout for these elections. My voter guide is up on the website, 971talk.com. I've got all the school board races that I've picked up there. Fox C6, Francis Howell, Jefferson County Community College, Kirkwood, Lindbergh, Webster Groves, Wentzville. All of my picks are on there. You know, I'm a yes on Prop B in St. Louis County, and I have picked two mayor's races. One in Cottleville, where I endorsed Bob Ronkowski out there, and also in Chesterfield, where I have endorsed Derek Greer, who's running for mayor, and we have Derek on the phone this morning. Derek, welcome back. How are you?
Well, good morning, Mark. I'm doing great.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you've served on city council out there. You've been a state representative, and now you want to take over as mayor.
Well, I tell you what, these local elections are so incredibly important, Mark. You know this, and I'm so grateful to you for putting out that voter guide to everybody to help drive out votes. But the local government, you know, they have an outsized impact on our lives, and they have the lowest turnout of all the elections. And so I'm passionate about keeping Chesterfield conservative, keeping West County conservative. We need strong leaders in there with the right skill sets that are going to fight for things like liberty for the people, right? Going to fight for things like strong fiscal conservative spending at the local level. And, I think that, you know, we've got to keep those local strongholds. And Chesterfield is one that's been purpling for a while. And we need to get the message out to conservatives. Get out to the polls tomorrow. Drive out that vote because you really at the local level, your vote has an outsized impact when you go because the voter turnout is so low. I think it's like, what, 12%, something like that, Mark?
It was unbelievably low in some areas. I think it was maybe 13 or 14 in some areas. I think, Rick Stream told me he's hoping to get 20% voter turnout this year, maybe a little higher in some districts where there's a more competitive race. I don't know. That's disappointing to me. I'd love to see these elections move to the fall where you automatically are going to have more voter turnout. But in the meantime, talk to me about Chesterfield. What are some of the big issues? Obviously, they're tearing down the Chesterfield Mall. That's going to be a tremendous development that you guys will be working on the next few years.
It is, you know, and really in the next couple of years, the decisions that we're going to be making at the local level in Chesterfield are going to be shaping not just Chesterfield, but the whole region for the next 30 years. 40 years ago, Lewis Sachs and his vision for Chesterfield was just kind of getting off the ground. And we've kind of realized what Lewis Sachs's vision was for Chesterfield. And now we're kind of looking at what do we want to be for the next 30 years? The mall development is a massive, massive impact on our region. And the decisions that we're making in terms of how we spend those TIF dollars, and there's a lot of controversy around that TIF. I understand that. It's already in place. They signed the deal. It's done. But now how do we spend those dollars? How do we make sure that it's going to the right projects, that we're prioritizing things in a fiscally conservative manner? And I'll give you one example, Mark. So the library, the Lewis Sachs Library there, it's in perfectly good condition. It's been renovated in the last couple of years to the tune of $6 million, I believe. Well, the plan is to entirely scrape that Lewis Sachs Library, get rid of it, and build a brand new one using taxpayer dollars. $8 to $12 million is what they're expecting. And $6 million of TIF funds are going to go towards it. So, you know, me personally, I look at that and I say, is that the right priority for our region? Is that the right thing that we should be spending our money on? Some of the other big decisions that are coming up, you know, we've got an opportunity to lead in industries like ag tech, fintech, but also, if you've heard of Gateway Studios, have you heard of Gateway Studios, Mark?
I have not, no. Oh, you mean the new one they're building down there? Yeah, I have. Yes.
So that is a massively impactful project. And, you know, Chesterfield in our region could be a mecca for music in the next couple of years if we position ourselves correctly with that project. It's one of only two in the entire country. We're going to have the top talent in the entire world coming to Chesterfield to practice their shows before they go on the road. So all of the ancillary businesses around that, it's exciting. And really, that's what I've spent a lot of my career on. In the House, I was chair of the Economic Development Committee, working on things like driving workforce, helping people that want to get to work, driving economic development. And those skill sets, I think, are what our region need right now more than anything else. We really need to focus in on helping small businesses, entrepreneurs be successful, because it's tough out there right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. The website is voteDerekGreer.com. Derek, best of luck tomorrow, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
Derek Greer, candidate for the Chesterfield mayor position there. Yeah, that studio ought to be pretty cool. I've been watching them work on it there. You can see it from the highway as you're going back and forth right down the Chesterfield Valley.
I know somebody that's building that. It's going to be fantastic.
It looks pretty amazing. It's taken them a long time to put it together.
They're
for sure.
Doing it right.
Hey, by the way, let me just go down this again on the school board list. Fox C6, Kenneth Woolsey, Francis Howe, Randy Cook, and Ashley Sturm. You heard them on the show earlier today. Jefferson County Community College, Bob Boyer. In Kirkwood, Ryan Rowe. In Lindbergh, David Randleman and Russ Dahmer. In Webster Groves, Justin Hawk. In Wentzville, Christina McCormick and Danielle Looney. Get out there and vote. Make it a point to get out today if you can. Again, I'm a yes on Prop B, which would effectively rein in County Executive Sam Page and allow the County Council with a supermajority vote to go in and fire or discipline county department heads who right now just choose to ignore the council. So Prop B corrects that. So we are a yes on Prop B. There's no excuse not to get your tail out and vote today.
Yeah, you didn't endorse people if you felt like they were both NEA. Like, you don't have anyone in my school board race. It's not like you overlooked it or don't care. There's no one that you can put your name behind.
Right. That's kind of how that went. You may or may not find your race on there, but these are the people that definitely deserve for you to turn out and vote for them. Please do. Please do. Nothing more important we're going to do. Hey, we'll get to Kilmeade coming up here in a few minutes. Of course, Annie and Mark in later today, and we'll be in here with all of your election morning coverage tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.